was a difficult competition for you this year, suffering defeat across the board in all three matches, going down on Friday night against Munster, then yesterday against Connacht, and today against Leinster. So having won it for the last 2 years, I suppose it's, you have to take disappointment with victory as well, and it just wasn't to be this year.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, it's when you look back as well, though, Munster, and overall, yeah, they probably deserve to win it. But saying that, you're 1-0 up to half-time going in. You could have been 2 or 3 up against them. They've got our manager coming in and saying they were very lucky to be in the game. We end up getting beaten 2-1. We go down to 10 men. Could have equalised. And you're going in on the Saturday then. You're playing against Connacht. You're 2-0 up after 16 minutes and you're going okay. And we end up getting beaten 3-2. So I think it was then, it was just, we give it up. So, but no, credit to the lads anyway, you know, they give it everything this weekend. But they know how close they could have been, but yet so far. But that's the way football is, yeah.
Yeah, and it just shows you how competitive this competition is and how hard it is to win it as well, Donal.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, after winning the last 2 years, it was always going to be hard to do it the third time. But, you know, you look at that, you know, you're 20 players going down. We have the squad and whatever. Maybe a little bit more physicality maybe in the squad would have helped us. But look, that's the way it goes. But the boys know anyway. It's for some, it probably won't be there next year. And for some, it's their first time and they'll learn from this. You know what I mean? And we brought in, I think it was 4 or 5 young boys from the under-19s with Derry. And they were excellent this weekend. So, I mean, they'll learn from it and it's going to help the squad in the future.
Yeah, was there many changes overall in the squad compared to the last two campaigns, Donal?
I think there was the one that I think that the first night there was only 5 or 6 players that played from the last time, so we were missing 5 players that played or would have played the first game the last time and maybe the second game. So yeah, you were missing at least 6 players out of the squad, and 2 or 3 we would have liked to bring that were there from last year, but unfortunately due to injury and we couldn't, and then the rest have moved on to other leagues. So there's nothing you can do, but as I say, it's been a learning curve for the boys, and look, I can't fault them, it was excellent. Yeah.
What positives is there then, Donal, to go to this off the back of 3 defeats in the competition?
Well, the positive is that every team that we played, that we matched them, you know what I mean? And I think what it shows is from being, you know, although I went with the 20 players and they gave me their all, that it's not the 20 players that I wanted to go with, and I could still turn around. And you know, if we've had that just in different areas where I needed it, maybe in the first match and being 1-0 up and just sitting tight and extra midfielders to throw on, or maybe somebody up front as well, like, you know what I mean, it could have been a different story. So I mean, what you take from it is that, you know, we're continuing to match teams. We've got a great squad. Everybody wants to play for Ulster. And you know, we just continue to build on that.
Yeah. Just on the format of the competition, Donal, obviously you've guided 2 teams to victory in recent years, and now this year's ended in disappointment. Is it a format that needs to be changed? Because you play a lot of football over the course of 2.5 days, basically.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Yeah, over the years, I was asking myself, are they going to look at it? Because you know, you have a lot of tired boys and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And even talking to other managers, that they're coming down maybe with probably 14 or 15 players that they know that they have, you know what I mean, that they're going to keep on using all the time. The other 5 they'll use whenever they can or whatever. But yeah, it takes a heavy toll on the players, and you're asking some players to play 3 games, because especially if you're still in the running for it, and it takes its toll. I think maybe it's something that needs to be looked at, maybe in terms of just playing them 1 weekend and running over the course of a month or 2 or something like that, and you're playing each team home and away. So I think it would be much better.
And I suppose now on your own position, you've guided this Ulster Senior League title, or this Ulster Senior League team, excuse me, to the title on a couple of occasions. You've stepped away from managing club football in the Ulster Senior League. So what's the plans next then for you, Donal?
Plans is just to take a good break now, and I'll see what happens after Christmas, and then see what opportunities come my way, and try and get back in somewhere, you know what I mean? But at the moment, for the next few months, is just to relax and just chill, and that's it.